Following the heels of the strike declared by nurses and midwife trainees in the Ghana Medical Association, the Greater Accra chapter of the National Association of Graduate Teachers, NAGRAD, is also threatening an industrial action by next Monday. According to the Greater Accra NAGRAD, the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission should pay them at least 2 months' salary arrears or design a roadmap for the payment of the entire arrears. The Greater Accra NAGRAD President Patrick Agboibo explains the union's position in this interview with Ibrahim Asari on Behind the News.
We are going on strike from the 17th of this month. The 15th October date was the date given by the Ministry of Finance, Economics and for the Accountant General to pay Ghanaian teachers single fine arrears. 2 months arrears must be paid. The meeting took place on 28th of September.
Mm-hmm.
And that 3 days from that date, the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission must meet with stakeholders on how to pay the rest of the arrears, because the arrears is 13 months.
Apart from the 2 months, you are supposed to meet to discuss how to pay the rest of the 13 months. Is that the case?
Yes, Labour Commission gives 3 days to Fair Wages to meet organized labour.
Are you going on strike because of the 2 months arrears or because of the remainder of the 13?
We are going on strike because of both. Fair Wages and Salaries Commission have not called any meeting as at Friday, 7th October, as directed by the Labour Commission. And the 2 months also, a meeting with Minister of Education indicates that there is no assurance that money will be paid by 15th October, as directed by the Minister of Finance and Economic.
Is that meeting with the Fair Wages Commission supposed to facilitate the payment of the 2 months arrears, or it is to discuss how the 11 months are going to be paid?
Actually, Ministry of Finance had already directed Accountant General to pay that money. The Labour Commission also directed Fair Wages to meet stakeholders within 3 days to schedule payment of the rest of the arrears, but that has not been done. As at last week, Friday 7th, there was no concrete evidence that by 15th the money will be paid.
When you say there was no concrete evidence, where did you go? The Ministry of Finance or the Controller and Accountant General's office?
National Executive went to the Minister of Education. They contacted Accountant General Department, and there was no concrete assurance from the Accountant General Department that they will pay the money by 15th.
Greater Accra Regional NAGRAD President Patrick Agboibo. Reacting to the spate of recent strikes, Deputy Information Minister Samuel Okudzeta Blackwa says government is concerned and appeal to leaders of the various labor unions to impress on their members to exercise patience. He said if government is given the free hand to go according to its plan, all unions will be satisfied. He spoke to Ibrahim Asari.
We are very much concerned as a government. Indeed, we knew that implementing the single spine salary structure, which is a salary scheme that covers all public sector workers, we knew that it would be very, very challenging, and many governments shy away from implementing such a major payrolls. But if you look at the roadmap, we thought that we had done enough consultations, we had been very open and transparent with labor unions, we had let them in on our financial capacity as a nation, and that is why we even agreed with them on a roadmap that we will do a gradual implementation so that we will not migrate all the workers at the same time. As a government, we will continue to appeal to all our labor union leaders. I know that they come under a lot of pressure, but leadership is also about soaking the pressure and explaining to your followers why there could be genuine delays or you might not be able to get your expectations. None of us really in this country feels that we are paid how much we should get, but the issue is that we cannot really get what we want. Already, emoluments and salaries alone is taking more than 65% of our revenues that we generate. be it as taxes or as levies.
This is what government has already committed itself to doing. Government has looked at its budget and has decided to pay arrears, for instance. Now, all public sector workers have arrears for about 13 months. Is the economy able to sustain this, to withstand this shock?
We will be able to if we are allowed to implement our roadmap. We want to be gradual about it. Don't forget that government is working very hard to expand the national cake. If you look at GDP growth, it is increasing. We have done better this year than we did 2 years ago. We are now the fastest growing economy in the world. We are also investing very wisely in the oil and gas sector. We are hoping to even secure this $3 billion from the China Development Bank so that we can add value to our oil and gas discovery at Cape Three Point, so that once we are processing the natural gas and we are able to create more factories and more industries, we can then be generating more revenue, and then we can handle some of these issues. But if we insist on now, everybody wants to be comfortable now, we will just collapse the economy. And that is why we are pleading with everybody, all the workers and all the union leaders, that they should be patient with government. They should keep an open door arrangement. The Fair Wages and Salaries Commission is very open, very transparent. They should never miss the opportunity to really engage them. And we are a government that keeps faith with the people. President Mills is a man you can trust, who will never want to renege on the promises that he agrees with workers.
On Ghana's latest ranking on the Mo Ibrahim Index, Mr. Kujetu Ablakwa said Ghana has maintained a 7th position and overall performance vis-a-vis the raw scores has improved, an indication that the Better Ghana agenda is on course.
We have maintained the 7th, it will appear, since 2008. But if you look at the raw data, if you look at the score, we have improved. In 2008, we were 7th with 64.3%. That's 64.3 out of 100 points. Today, we are 7th with 66.0%. If you look at all the four indicators, we have increased significantly. If you look at area of safety and rule of law, we have increased by 0.4% as compared to 2008. Participation and human rights, we have increased plus 1.1%. Human development, we increased plus 2.0%. And then in sustainable economic opportunity, we increased by 3 percentage points. So overall, you see that we are doing well, and the talk of a better Ghana is not a mirage, but indeed all of these statistics that they are putting together, the Mo Ibrahim assessed statistics from 23 institutions over 40.
But you didn't mention infrastructure and rural development.
Yeah, infrastructure and rural development comes under the Human Development Index.
A Deputy Minister of Information, Samuel Okudzeto Ablakwa.